So, my name is Christian Binder. I'm here with
Ale Contenti.
Yeah, Ale. We have been last week on Berlin's TechEd. So, Ale had a couple of sessions around C++. Not just Ale, we had Kate Gregory there. We had a lot of good feedback from our customers about C++ and C++ on Windows.
Exactly.
What we talk about here is now to give you an idea of what is Microsoft's commitment in terms of C++ in the future, where we are now, what we're looking at, and giving you a short idea what's going on here. So, Ale, first of all, step in and let us know a bit about what's your role in the team.
Exactly. So, my name is Ale Contenti. I'm the developer manager for C++, Visual C++, back in Redmond, in the Corp. And I've been there for, I guess, the last 7 years, in Microsoft for 10 years now. And there in C++, I lead the groups of the front-end compiler, the libraries team, and the IDE, where we do the IntelliSense, where we do the new project system, and so on.
That's
so
cool.
It's a pretty nice team, a lot of developers, but it's fun.
It's fun, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're really working hard on making this better, right?
Yeah, yeah. The
okay.
Next release is.
So what is actually the team's focus right now? So if you have a couple of words, you would tell them, what is C++ focusing really in this variety of technologies available
exactly.
on the market right now?
Yeah, so we the kind of the mantra we have for the C++ now is kind of very simple, it's two words, it's power and performance. We really kind of step back a second and we say, okay, why you use C++? You use C++ when you really need to access, you know, maybe the latest feature in the OS or the latest feature in the graphics card or the super fast instruction set. And usually that thing is available first in C++, so that's why you use C++. Or you need it for performance because you need to control the memory or control the performance. In the memory footprint, usually the two things go together, right?
Cool.
You need to leverage 64 bits or sometimes you're cross platform, right?
Right.
And so that's really the focus we have.
We have right now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Every invest runs exactly in this direction.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, mostly. Yeah, of course we have always, you know, support for a lot of the features we have out, the
right.
large code bases.
Right.
I mean, we know that our customers usually have these very large code bases where they also innovate, right?
Right.
One of the key things of C++, we believe, is the innovation language. You're going to write that small DLL sometime, you know, that kind of it's the difference, right? It makes your product a little bit different, faster, more unique.
More
targeting the latest version of the OS or the latest things, the latest device, right? I don't know. You know, we just have here a Kinect and it's
right.
just so cool, right? Imagine if you can connect it and so on. I thought all these kind of 3D, all these things coming up, we really
yeah.
believe there is a great space there for C++. Maybe not your entire application, maybe just a part of it or also the entire application.
Whatever you want.
Whatever
so,
you want.
So at TechEd we came up with a couple of new things showing up in the product right now.
Exactly.
So in Visual Studio Ultimate,
yes,
we
right.
have the architecture feature
yeah.
pack. Now traditionally we have just the .NET world address
yeah.
with these features of the, yeah, which is recently, or putting to point, analyzing your code base.
Yeah.
Doing reverse
yeah.
engineering, visualizing things in DGML,
yeah.
see all the dependencies
yeah.
between the code and effects,
yeah.
right? So this is now available for C++ too, right?
Right, exactly. You can download the feature pack
right.
and install it on top of VS Ultimate. And that's very nice because in a bit you can really, let's say you have a project that is, you know, 50 projects or even bigger, right? A lot of code, lot of lines of code, and you can really understand, you know, kind of have a graphical picture of, you know, the interconnections between the project, interconnection with the OS.
Mm-hmm.
Or also just, we also have a graph about the include files graph.
Right, right.
And
right.
The architecture explorer, like,
yeah.
as you navigate inside this
right.
class
so
browser.
It's a great way of dealing with complex apps which has a really big history.
Exactly.
Maybe you haven't written all
yeah.
the stuff yourself, so you
exactly.
have to deal with code
yeah.
someone else has built
yeah. Yeah.
2 years ago, right?
And also yeah. it's a great platform for us
right.
to build more this kind of code understanding feature in the future, right?
Right.
Because we come with we redid the IntelliSense for the Visual Studio 2010 release, and we are bringing up a lot of information about the code there.
Right.
And then think about if in the future we can actually, you know, add more of the information we get from the Pogo instrumentation for the performance on ISO instrumentation.
Yep.
All these things that you are available in the ultimate release, like, you know, static analysis and so on, I think they are very good tools to understand the code and also keep the code in track, like the layer diagram.
Yeah.
That's very nice
cool.
because
yeah.
we use it actually inside Visual Studio as well to make sure we don't have strange.
Right. The thing is with the layer diagram is you have really an architectural view of the application.
Exactly.
You associate with different layers a code artifact.
Right.
And then it can be verified during the
exactly.
build process.
Like a gated check.
Left, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
In combination with gated check-ins, you can make sure all the code you have checked in matches up to your defined architecture.
Exactly. Or write it to
right.
just run it.
So this is just available for with the feature pack, with the add-on
right.
to the Ultimate. So
right.
it is one of the invest is really native code
yes.
for
yeah.
the Ultimate. Right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It's cool.
Yeah.
So you got good feedback from that, really, on
yes.
the second right?
Yeah, there was
so
nice.
People love
lots of people, and we also talked with our companies here in Germany. Everybody was very impressed, and they saw the value, right?
Right,
so,
yeah.
Know? And we are using it also, you know,
right.
in-house
yeah.
to make sure we don't screw up too much. So,
it's good, it's good.
Yeah, that's
good. Yeah, dog fooding is always good.
Yeah,
kind
exactly.
Of thing,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
Got you. So let's give us to close it, let's give us a bit of an idea what the future might look like.
Right, so definitely for C++, we kind of have three main teams, right? So
right.
we are always going to follow the standard. We have, you know, our people in the standard committee, Herb Sutter and so on. So we are going to follow C++ OX standard, help it get it to conclusion. Second, we are going to innovate in the language.
Right.
We are going to make sure in the language you have those very important feature that lets you target the latest OS, the latest, you know, devices and so on, right? It lets you not only target but also it's a complete experience. Debug better.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, 3D application.
Right.
I mean a lot of different things, right? All the things we see interest, all these kind of bleeding edge things, we really want to see how can C++ help the developers write, you know, a great program there, right? And also debug it, understand the code,
right?
And the latest improvement, definitely we want to push a lot in the ultimate stack, you know, add more things about testing. Our testing integration is so now, so we want to invest there a little bit, and more code understanding feature, and
yeah,
coaching.
So making life easier, much easier,
exactly.
productive for C++.
We really want to
yeah.
the developer to stay focused in the code, right?
Right.
We don't want to confuse it. We want to give them tools to understand the
yeah.
code better, like graphs or, you know, tools or navigation and things like that, right? So
yeah.
that's
good.
Three pillars.
And you would like to bring the guys more on the ALM story, so make sure
yeah.
everything is integrating very well, right?
Right, absolutely.
Right.
And
so
we really want, we are working, we have a team dedicated to integrate actually better with the stack of ALM of TFS.
Right.
So
that's great. Yeah.
So that's, you know, this kind of our commitment. The mantra is power and performance.
Right.
And you know, and you know, so code understanding in general.
So we can close it up. I think we have a strong commitment to C++. So I can just recommend you looking at the latest bits we
yeah.
have out here. So you have the chance to have the Ultimate. Look into that one and install the architecture feature pack, visualize your app dependencies. It's just first step, more will come,
right?
Yeah. Definitely so.
Yeah,
your C++ is not dead,
right?
That's the
no,
message, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Very much
right.
alive here. You know?
Yeah.
We are really using it for
right.
I mean, if you just look around, you see that it's been used for a lot of
right.
important product.
And we are aware of that.
And yes, and yeah, and we also have our blog, VC blog on the MSDM blog. It's pretty active.
Right.
Like once a week we post there, and you know, and if you have a question, that's a great place to post
cool.
them. Or so
this is good.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for having you here, Aim.
Thank you.
Thank
yeah,
you very much. Hope you enjoyed it. Pretty short one, but let us know.
That's good. Yeah, we can do more.
We can do more. Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye.